Detroit teachers are pushing for the release of immigrant students from Michigan, many of them minors who are being held by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. According to the Public News Service, some were sent to out-of-state detention facilities. Nationwide, ICE has taken over 65,000 people into custody, and at least 600 children have been placed in federal detention this year. Kristen Schottel is an ESL teacher at Western International High School. She says the impact on students has been immediate and traumatic.
I have many students who are afraid to go to school. For them, I've really just been sending them work through Teams. I hear of students whose parents have been detained almost every day.
Schottel says at least 4 students from her school are in ICE custody, and some were sent to a family detention center in Texas. ICE officials maintain they're carrying out federal immigration law and that detention decisions are based on legal status and court processes, not school enrollment. Schottel says what's most painful for her is seeing teenagers who have followed the rules treated like criminals and separated from their communities.
They're good kids. They've done nothing wrong. Honestly, if this was 10 years earlier, they would have had access to DACA and have had more protections. So it's just, for me, it's the cruelty.
She and other advocates say the kids detained at their school highlight growing concerns about how immigration enforcement is affecting children, school attendance, and family stability across the region. ICE says individuals in custody are given access to legal proceedings. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.